Chris, I heard you mention that some people in the Valley are referring to something called NoOps, but DevOps isn't an all or nothing kind of deal, right? DevOps, or can DevOps coexist with traditional software development paradigms?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's, you know, when I say that, you know, my big charter is to bring DevOps to real business, it really stems from that fact is that I've dealt with a lot of startups in the Valley. I'll say 200 employees less, who really were built bottom up DevOps, continuous delivery, all the fancy stuff that we talk about. It's a journey, so it's not. When I divide DevOps into two categories, the methodology and the practice versus the implementation, there is the DevOps function, which is a person who, you know, focuses on mostly infrastructure automation, maintaining the scripts, probably managing the incident management system, making sure they know who's on call, who's not on call, and predominantly with the focus of prod. But there is also just the idea of, you know, we need to release more, faster, and at a higher quality, which touches everybody. And sometimes DevOps is actually started in that respect, is started by the developer, and it's never ending. I don't believe that you can say, we are a DevOps shop. I don't think that really can happen. I think you can say we have a DevOps function, but I think at the end of the day, these tools are always going to be evolving. It's a moving target. And so the idea is that if you're truly embracing DevOps, you can, if the new better Docker arrives, you can take that tool in just as if you did early on with all the new tools. Because if it isn't that way, then we're just back in another world of waterfall adoption, and we're back in a world where the tool dictates how you do what you do, and you're locked in. And that's totally against the DevOps ideal.
You know, we sort of jumped right into this whole subject of DevOps, and one of the things I think that's really, really key to get out on the table before we go into the minutiae of the DevOps space is to really talk about what does it take to be successful at doing DevOps. And I think that, and so when I have looked at this and talked to a lot of enterprises about it, what really clearly comes through is that before you even begin to kind of embrace, you know, this whole, the technology stack around DevOps, there's a whole issue of culture and application design that you've got to get right before you can really even begin this DevOps journey. So, and I think culture is one of the most, is one of the biggest issues that organizations are going to have, especially if they have some traditional, you know, footprint in IT and have had one for a while, because they probably come up through, you know, through the waterfall methodology, and maybe they've starting to embrace Agile and they're finding a lot of issues from the standpoint of being able to make that successful. But the reality is that in order to be successful in going down this DevOps path, there really has to be a cultural commitment to be able to make this all work. And that starts at the C level, and they're going to have stakeholders up there that are willing to back this. And realistically, there may be a lot of changes from the standpoint of how you think about development that has to be done. One of the big vendors I do a lot of work with talks about two pizza teams. And the idea of every application development activity is broken into small teams of people, typically, you know, 4 to 8. The idea of a two pizza team is that the team can be no bigger than what it takes to be fed for a meal by two pizzas. So the reality here is that there's, from a cultural standpoint, there can be some significant differences from the standpoint of actually making DevOps work. And therefore, I wouldn't underestimate the significance of coming to terms with the cultural side of all of this. So, you know, maybe we should start there before I dive into design, because design is kind of the next hurdle that you have to get over before you can really start thinking about DevOps seriously.
Yeah, I actually was hoping or trying to avoid saying the culture, the culture word at all. But it's, you know, just one less evil than the word DevOps, I guess. I've seen it happen in several ways. I've actually, you know, the biggest, you know, one of the big banks out there, the what they did that I really liked was understanding that they had traditional data centers, mainframes, Knox, all of this type of IT assets. And then on the other end of the spectrum, they have mobile applications, tremendous customer demand, and the stuff that really screams for agile. What they did was built the concept of shared services. It's not called DevOps, but it essentially was DevOps. But what shared services was this layer of both a library of technology and stewardship. And so they somewhat addressed culture, but the segregations of duties still existed. It's just they were facilitators, and I saw that work very well. And that's kind of a middle up and down type approach. I believe in the top down, but I haven't actually witnessed this being successful myself, only because I think the top very often doesn't understand. And actually, where I've seen the top down tried, I've seen it backfire in a huge way. And I'm going to call out one particular part of the delivery chain, which is QA. QA very often tends to get the short end of the stick because they're seen as kind of like the thing you do at the end, the insurance policy. And a lot of times the top has been educated that, oh, the automagical tools exist that you implement and it does it for you. So let's reduce the size of the team and go and get the tool. But that's not the reality because there has to be a strategy around how this automation works. And there's definitely opportunities to streamline your operation, but it's not, it just doesn't work that way. But at the same time, I've also seen the developers make a huge cultural shift. There's one company in particular where, and granted, this developer had the autonomy to do this, which is already something that had to be in place. But they went ahead and took the initiative to build a CI environment. And how they got people on board was they started delivering wins. And the easy way to do that with upper management is building dashboards and giving data and analytics and showing up and to the right type things. And that started to drive the executive awareness on what was possible. So they delivered quick wins and grew from there. And that's a very kind of head down in the weeds type of approach. So I don't know if it's all or one. I've kind of seen all work, but the top down, even though I want to believe that that works, I've yet to see it happen.
Well, I think, you know, listen, what I mean by C-level support is the fact that the executives need to be behind what it takes to be able to embrace the whole concept of DevOps. I mean, there has to be a willingness to experiment. There has to be a tolerance for failure. There has to be a very strong message around collaboration and a real desire for innovation. So when you really think about what it takes from a cultural standpoint, I guess I would say almost that collaboration is undoubtedly one of the most important issues to get right. And of course, that's one of the reasons why, you know, the DevOps space has kind of been so topical for the last decade, which is that, you know, we've had this notion of, you know, developers throwing the stuff over the fence to the guys in IT operations. And that's just downright crazy. The reality is that if we really want to do this right, we have to think about ways surrounding the activities, the activity focused on deployment, to actually get it right. And I think the way we do that is we have to be much more sophisticated in our thinking and the tools that we employ to be able to get both developers and the IT operations guys on the same page, you know, before we actually do any real deployment.
You're absolutely right. I think that when you say, when I hear the word culture, what I hear is being deliberate. And so from top down, being deliberate that communication is important versus culture is going to create itself, whether your culture is, you know, Mountain Dew and ponytails or, you know, whatever, suit and tie, that is a culture. But being deliberate is a top down thing, and you have to facilitate that.